This is Mustard Service, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I'm going down.
Around the world. looking at you, watching the shriveled flower you bloom.
Can I have it all now? Can I have it all now? I'm not a Pandora, and much more like that girl in the mirror. Between you and me, she don't stand a chance of getting anywhere. She can't have it all.
WMFO
on the web at WMFO.org.
Leave room for your growth tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll say goodbye to love. No one ever cared if I should live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by. And all I know of love is how to live without it. I just can't seem to find. I've made my mind up, I must live my life alone. And though it's not the easy way, I guess I've always known. I'd say goodbye to love. There are no tomorrows for this heart of mine. Surely time will lose these bitter.
Play fair. And the trouble with me is that I don't care. But you know that I won't refuse to play, though I know I'll lose. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. Drives me wild. The trouble with you just don't see. But you know that I won't regret the game. No, I lost the bet. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. And it drives me wild. The trouble with me and the trouble with you. We get the good cards, but we don't follow through. But you know that I won't regret the game. No, I lost the bet. I can't win the game I play with you. However hard I try, I can't win the game I play with you. And it drives me wild.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, there are now more than 1.1 million people living with HIV/AIDS in the U.S., and nearly 200,000 of them don't know they are infected. This sad fact highlights an awareness gap and the need for education. With regular testing, early detection, and increasingly effective treatments, people can manage HIV and live long, productive lives. Visit actagainstaids.org to learn where you can get tested today. A public service message from UnitedHealthcare, actagainstaids.org, and this station.
You'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle. Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. ocean, don't be slow. No. I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, folk, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread. It's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in a boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed. She's picked out a king-sized bed. I couldn't feel any better or I'd be sick. Tell me quick.
Astounding. Time is fleeting. madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. There is the velvet crust. It really does you insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just having a think, when a snake of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change.
To the left.
Let me step to the right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Life was going swell, till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak, said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus, what the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking pencil neck geek. You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head, add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating pencil neck geek. Pencil neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking peehead with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking peahead with a lousy physique. He's a one man, no good losing streak. nothing but a pencil neck geek. Any night, you know where I can be found. Yeah, stomping some geeks head into the ground. So keep the faith, cause in Blassie you can trust. I won't give up till the last geek bites the dust. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum sucking D-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-gut losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek. They say these geeks come a dime a dozen. I'm looking for the guy who's supplying the dimes. It's gonna be real hard times for all of these grit-eating, scum-sucking, boot-licking, drop-kicking, gut-grinding, nail-biting, glue-sniffing, scab-picking, butt-scratching, egg-hatching, sleazy, smelly, pepper-belly, dirty, lousy, rotten, stinking freaks. Nothing but a pencil-neck geek.
Pencil-neck geek. stores and stuff, I like buy the neatest mini skirts and stuff. It's like so bitchin' because like everybody's like super, super nice. It's like so bitchin'. Like, are you into S&M? I go, oh, right. Could you, like, just picture me in, a leather teddy? Yeah, right. Hurt me, hurt me. I'm sure, no way. He was, like, freaking me out. He called me a beastie. That's just, like, he's totally blitzed. He goes, like, bag your face, I'm sure. Sure, it's like, barf me out, gag me with a spoon.
That idea to cross her mind has something to do with where to find a pair of jeans to fit her butt and where to get her toenails cut.
So, like, I go into this, like, salon place, you know, and I wanted, like, to get my toenails done, and the lady, like, goes, oh my god, your toenails are, like, so grody. It was, like, really embarrassing. She's like, oh my god, like, bag those toenails. I'm like, sure. She goes, I don't know if I can handle this, you know? I was, like, really embarrassed. That's gonna be really like a total bummer. I'm freaking out, I'm sure. Like, those things that like stick in your mouth are so gross. You gotta get saliva all over them. But like, I don't know, it's gonna be cool, you know. I'll buy some, like, see my smile. It'll be like really cool. Except my like teeth are like too small. But no biggie. So awesome. It's like tubular, you know. Well, I'm not like really ugly or anything. It's just like, I don't know. You know me, I'm like into the like the clean stuff, like Pac-Man, and like, I don't know, like my mother like makes me do the dishes. It's like so gross, like all the stuff like sticks to the plates, and it's like somebody else's food, you know. It's like grody to the max, I'm sure. It's like really nauseating. Like, bark out, gag me with a spoon, gross. I am sure. Totally.
Zilch. Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina, Mr. Davalina, Mr. Bob Davalina.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda. China Clipper calling Alameda.
Zilch, China Clipper calling Alameda. Please self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense. Never mind the furthermore, the plea is self-defense.
It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are intending. It is of my opinion that the people are. It is of my opinion that it is of my people that the timid.
Never mind the
furthermore. It is my opinion that the people are intending. It is my opinion that the people are intending.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3.